Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad that we're back together and we have a encore episode. This is our live show from this past Sunday night where we take your calls. We talk about all of the holiday offerings down at Walt Disney World. We discuss some of the merchandise. Those Crocs are kind of hot. We talk about Figment's new ugly sweater over in the Imagination Pavilion. We talk about Mike's big trip going to Yacht Club next weekend. Not this Mike. Mike from Vero Beach. And just lots of fun. We talked to Chris out in California. Good calls and great conversation. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. If you really want to support the Be Our Guest podcast, book your next trip with us over at the Magic for Less. Check them out today. They have great free services right there waiting for you over at themagicforless.com. During this holiday season, please use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you can. It's a free way to support the podcast, and it just takes one click. Just click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, if you would like to become a patron of the show, you can get some extra Be Our Guest podcasts in your feed each and every week, like Mike in the Midwest, a mini podcast every Thursday just for our patrons. Shout out to all of our current patrons. You guys are awesome, and I appreciate you so much. You can join the crew over at patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Sunday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest Podcast Live call-in show. We are live currently on Facebook and YouTube. Just search for the Be Our Guest Podcast. If you're catching this on the feed on Thursday, because we get together, it's kind of a tradition here to talk Disney every Sunday night for an hour to wrap up the weekend. There's always lots of news to discuss, many trip reports to get under our belt, because sometimes we can't get to them all on Mondays. So if you've just recently returned from a Walt Disney World vacation, under normal circumstances, I would say a cruise, Disneyland, Adventures by Disney, but we all know that's not happening right now. So if you've been down to Walt Disney World and you have some advice for those of us that are going here soon, we appreciate that. So give us a call here in just a few minutes after we get past the news. But I am Mike Rallman, host of the Be Our Guest podcast. We have our shows every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on our podcast feed at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. And of course, every Thursday, you get the replay of the Sunday night show. So if you can't tune in live to wrap up your weekend, you can always catch it on Thursday, maybe on your run, maybe as you're raking the leaves, because this past weekend was a windy one here in the United States. Not too many leaves left on the trees here in St. Louis anymore. This past 24 hours pretty much wiped all the leaves off all the trees. They're scattered everywhere. So I think one last rake in our area will be clear of the leaves till next spring. All right, well, let's hit the news and let's go over to themouseforless.com for the news tonight, which is written by our friend Ricky, who is actually, as we record live, she is on her way home from Walt Disney World. She's driving back to Georgia. So she'll be with us as we record tomorrow night, Monday night, at around 5:45 Eastern in these same two places. So if you want a mini trip report from her, she's going to be here in about less than 24 hours to share all that stuff. All right, so because she's got a lot to talk about. She didn't get a rise boarding group this past weekend, and she's kind of fired up about that. So we'll have that discussion as well. All right, the news from the Mouse for Less. Let me see if I can push this up here into the stream and make it large. The holiday season is here at Walt Disney World in 2020. So my question is going to be, when we open the phone lines, what are you most excited about this holiday season at Walt Disney World? Okay, so we want to know, what have you seen that you think Walt Disney's doing well? And here's the thing. The only thing that has been in my podcast feed today, or not my podcast feed, my Twitter feed today, is this ugly holiday sweater that Figment's wearing, right? Have you seen it? Apparently Figment got a sweater overnight, and that's the rage. Is that your favorite thing that the holidays have right now at Walt Disney World? So we'll talk about that here in just a minute. Let's go park by park real quick. So over at the Magic Kingdom, and Ricky writes this news over on themouseforless.com, Disney previously shared that there would be holiday cavalcades, but today we learned that guests will see Mickey and friends trimming the tree, Goofy and Company baking up delicious goodies, and the toy soldiers marching with the Main Street Philharmonic. Even Santa will be able to say hello from his sleigh. The classic Christmas tree on Main Street USA is once again up, and the holiday trolley is traveling down Main Street carrying the Dapper Dans. Finally, once nightfall arrives, Cinderella Castle will feature special projection effects, producing holiday designs, including festive stripes and dots, a whimsical Christmas sweater, a jeweled winter castle, and a regal overlay of red, green, and gold ornamentation. So there you go. That's what we have going in over at the Magic Kingdom. Now let's head over to the other kingdom, Disney's Animal Kingdom. The flotillas get a holiday theme with Disney characters sailing down the Discovery River to a jolly holiday soundtrack. You can catch the Donald's Dino Bash Festive Flotilla and Chippendale bringing their own style of holiday flair to the river. The Discovery Island drummers will also be showcasing their talents. Yes, you can see Santa Claus here too on a watercraft. Also, the Tree of Life Holiday Awakenings projection show is returning, which is one of my favorite things. I love the awakenings on the Tree of Life. That projection is very cool. The studios, which I think might be my favorite park during the holidays. I love the retro decorations. Ricky says guests visiting Disney's Hollywood Studios can see the elves and Santa via a motorcade down Hollywood Boulevard. In addition, just in time for the holiday season, for the first time in forever, a Frozen sing-along celebration adds a festive finale featuring Olaf and a celebratory song of the season. Finally, as I suspected, the Sunset Season Showcase will return with projection effects on the Hollywood Tower Hotel on Sunset Boulevard at night, as it will be magically transforming into a Muppets gingerbread masterpiece, a snowy corner of Arendelle, a Toy Story hotel, and a Dickinson Village inspired by Mickey's Christmas Carol. Yes, I have not seen that yet. I've not seen the projections on the Tower of Terror, so I got to maybe get to sneak that in 3 weeks. Over at Epcot, Epcot once again will be offering the Epcot Festival of the Holidays. The menus for this event just got released, and you can find them here at the Mouse for Less. In addition, you can find out what other festivities are going on over at Epcot at another link. So a lot going on over at Epcot, but mostly food and snacks. Disney Springs has guests seeing the Disney Springs Christmas Tree Stroll. Guests will be able to see elaborately decorated Disney-themed trees appearing throughout the shopping, dining, and entertainment district. There will also be DJs playing music throughout the day. In the evening, there will be stilt-walking toy soldiers, skating snowflakes, and a magical snowfall. Santa and Mrs. Claus will also be there sharing Christmas wishes from a pair of colorfully decorated pontoon boats. So there's a lot of stuff going on. Excited for that. If you're watching the video here as we record these kitchens, you can kind of see just some of the pictures here of the food that are coming from they call them the holiday kitchens, the Food and Wine Festival booths, kind of modified. But yeah, there's a lot going on. You can see that they're called the American Holiday Table, Bavaria Holiday Kitchen, Citrus Blossom, Festival Favorites, Holiday Hearth, Holiday Sweets and Treats, Le Chame Holiday Kitchen, Las Posadas, and there's a bunch more. Mele Kalikimaka Holiday Kitchen. I'm there. Refreshment Outpost. That just sounds like something for people that don't want to try crazy stuff. But all the menus right there at themouseforless.com. All right, let's pull this down, pull this back up here. And a couple other stories I wanted to hit. Again, all the signs, the entrance signs to property for the Magic, or not for the Magic Kingdom, but for Walt Disney World property are getting their remake. I know the one over on Western Way seems to almost be done. So that's pretty exciting. Let's see. The Tron Light Cycle Run is making a lot of progress with the canopy over the tracks. That's over at the Magic Kingdom. The Galactic Star Cruiser Hotel adjacent to Galaxy's Edge at Disney's Hollywood Studios. That sucker's really coming along. I was worried this thing might not get finished when all this stuff went down, but apparently they're doubling down and getting that thing going. Harambe Market over at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Another good dining quick service option at Animal Kingdom Park. It reopened today. Again, I like this place. but I don't like it more than Setuli Canteen. So I don't eat there a lot, but I love the vibe. I love the feel of Harambe Market. So what do you think about that? Also at Animal Kingdom, the Rafiki's Planet Watch opened again. I never thought we'd see this again. I really didn't. I mean, because it's a lot of work, right? You got to get on the train. Train's got to take you back there. They're dealing with live animals like goats, other animals, and you got to touch, you know, you got to really clean your hands and stuff when you touch, when you got a petting zoo. But it's back open. So if you want to go to the affection section back at Rafiki's Planet Watch, you can absolutely do that. Let's see, anything else? Harmonious seems to be coming along from these shots. Those are moving along. We're getting a new La Gelateria at Italy at Epcot, a new place for gelato, cold gelato. And let's see, anything else? Anything else? Lots of merchandise. Lots and lots of merchandise everywhere. All right, so let's just call it a day right there and get to your calls. All right, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. If you've been there recently, let us know. What did you think? Ricky's going to give her 2 cents here tomorrow for Friday's show. But if you've been there, let's talk tonight. Let's do this. Again, it's 407-413-9395. Also, if you're going to call in, put your area code in the live chat. That would help me a lot, and we'll see what we can do. All right, let's get to our first call of the night. All right, we have Alfred. Alfred, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Got the phones fixed.
Yes, I'm glad. That killed me last week. I'm like, what's going on?
I don't know what happened because some people were getting in just fine. And, you know, it's hard to troubleshoot things when you're live. So I did spend some time last Sunday night and I did it again this afternoon. So I think we're good.
Yeah, I think so too.
So what's on your mind?
I'm glad I can talk with you tonight. Well, this week was actually a really good week for a few reasons. I had, you know, I'm coming down to Florida the end of December for New Year's.
Right.
And I had a split stay. Well, I should say a triplet stay. I had Riviera for a few nights. I had Polynesian for a few nights. And I had Pop Century for a few nights.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, I happened to call DVC, and my wait list came in, and I'm at the Riviera for the whole time.
Oh, dude, you're living large.
Yeah. From the 27th to the 4th, and I'm so excited.
Oh, my gosh. You're never going to want to leave after being there that long.
No. And I'm just like, oh, I can't believe this. It's happening.
Oh, my gosh.
So I have a tower suite room or a tower studio room.
Okay, so I want to hear about that when you get back because I'm so curious about that. Because that's if people don't know, because that's a different room type, it's a room for two. It's a small studio, but I mean, it's
small
efficient.
Room.
Yeah. So I can't wait to hear about that.
Yeah. I've seen it and I loved it. I said, oh, I got to do this, you know, and basically it used all my points, but I'm staying for a lot of nights.
Oh yeah.
I'm there from the 27th to the 4th. So that's quite a bit.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's, what, 8 nights or something?
Man, and the thing is, so what I like about this, because you're on the Skyliner right there, Epcot Studios, you're right there in a blink.
Yeah.
But, I mean, with 8 nights, you don't have to be in any kind of a rush. You have the time to really, really see what you want to see, and a lot of things
exactly.
Maybe 2 or 3 times.
Yeah. And since I was just there in September, there isn't that feeling like, oh, I have to do much, you know.
Right.
And I know the New Year's week atmosphere, so I do what I can do anyway.
Right.
So
I just wonder what the vibe's going to be like Because I've gone many times between Christmas and New Year's because, you know, when I was teaching, that's the only time I got off. So,
right.
And we loved, I mean, it was always a nut house and it was crazy busy.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, but we were fine because we always went, you know, in the summer and we got to ride the rides then. And so we still rode rides. We're just careful, you know, with our plans. But the thing is, this year, it's everything is so up in the air. Like, I just don't know. Is it going to be packed?
Yeah.
Is it not? Is it, I mean, Disney, did you see the earnings call the other day? They mentioned for the holiday. Well, it was bad for the month, but for the company. But they said that the holiday season they've got 77% occupancy, which surprises me. Now, what's that?
But
what's that based on though?
77% of 35%.
Or maybe they're talking about available hotel rooms too, because 35% isn't hotel rooms. Sure. That's theme park capacity.
Oh, that's park reservations.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah. So it was great though this week. And I booked some dining and I'm eating at places I've never eaten at before.
One of them
is Le Cellier.
Oh, you've never been to Le Cellier? Oh, it's good.
No, never.
Good.
So I got a lunch for that. I'm going to do Tiffin's again.
Never been there.
Tiffin's is good. But, it's expensive.
Yeah, that's
why. But I thought, you know what? I'm doing it again.
That's why I haven't been there. I went to Le Cellier actually two or three times because back on the dining plan, it was only one credit before it switched over to Signature, and it was a great value. So every time we're on the dining plan, we go to Le Cellier. But Tiffin's is, I don't know that I would enjoy it enough to get my value because my family would not at all. So I skip it.
Okay. At Tony's Town Square.
I like that
when
place.
I went, then that's why I booked it, because you kept saying in the past podcast that you did like it.
It's fine. It's probably like Mama Melrose. I mean, it's not like going to be your top restaurant, but I mean, it's a sit down restaurant in the Magic Kingdom in Town Square. It's awesome.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I had done it, you know, 20 years ago and I just felt I didn't like it. And I never went back after that. But I said, you know what, after hearing you say it's gotten better and all this, I said I'm going to try it again.
Well, and I mean, now we don't have as many options either, you know, so you got to be
creative.
That's
upsetting me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do have Chef Mickey's. I do have the Holiday Dine at Hollywood Studios.
Everybody loves that.
Yeah. I've done that almost every year anyway, so. I'm doing Liberty Tree Tavern.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, I made a list and I got mostly everything. New Year's Eve, I'm doing Topolino's for breakfast.
That's what I was actually just getting ready to ask you if you were going there. Because when my guests get back, a lot of times I'll ask, like, okay, what'd you like? What did you do? Every person that has gone to Topolino's since July has raved about. I haven't been there, but everybody has raved. I have not gotten one even. Like, everybody has raved about it. Nobody's been like, it was okay. I mean, everybody's like, no, I can't wait to go back and do it again. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I did it last year, I guess, last December, when they had steak and eggs.
Yeah, Ricky liked that too. Yeah.
Oh, what? It was amazing. Steak for breakfast was just, and it was the best piece of meat ever.
Well, you know, that's what astronauts have for breakfast before launch, a little steak and eggs, man. It's like getting in the right stuff spirit there.
Yeah. So the only place I can't get is Garden Grill. Hmm. That is causing me a lot of grief.
I bet you will. That place is big.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of seating.
I know. I can't get it. And they're not doing breakfast.
Well, yeah, that's true.
They're not open for breakfast, so that's making it even harder.
Garden Grill, so that's a good place to eat too. I do like their food. I like the whole vibe. It's like the old Epcot, but God, their food is so good too. I love their food.
Yeah. The other place I can't get right now, which I think will change, is Homecoming for their brunch.
Yeah, that's a tough one, but it's worth. Oh my gosh, if you get it, do not eat for 24 hours before. I'm telling you.
Geez.
Oh my God, it's so good. But I did that twice, and both times I was done for like a day after.
Yeah.
I couldn't move. It's brutal.
Yeah.
I don't have any self-control.
Crunch? What do they have?
The only thing I've gotten both times is called the Hallelujah Biscuit. And it's just a big old biscuit with all kinds. I don't even know what it was on. It was like everything. Gravy, chicken.
Oh, so like, it's like the kitchen sink.
Basically, yeah, for like stuff that's going to kill you fast. Like, but it was worth. I was like, dude, yeah. You know what? I run every day, and let's see if this balances out like somewhat. We'll see. I doubt it, but.
Yeah. I want to get that one, and I'm trying, but even if I don't, it's not a deal breaker. I'll do it another time.
But. I don't know if this is on there, but I know some people use Open Table for the Disney Springs restaurants. Have you tried that?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Yeah, try that. I don't know if that's one of them, but I know some of the Disney Springs restaurants are on Open Table, and people get them that way.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Pam even mentioned that, I think.
Yep. So, I mean, it's worth a shot. Yeah. You can't miss
it. Yeah. So now you were mentioning about the holiday season.
Yeah. What do you like?
And I think I like the most, the merchandise.
Okay. Do you want those Crocs?
Hell yeah. I've been trying to get them on the Shop Disney, and I can't get them. They're sold out.
Shut up. Those are sold out, those blue ones with all the decorations on them? Oh, my gosh, that's so funny.
Yes.
Those are like an ugly Christmas sweater for your feet. That's what I think. I mean,
yes,
they're festive. Yeah, they're festive.
With the red fur?
Yes.
The best.
Yes.
Yeah, the best.
That's funny.
I'll tell you, the neon ones, I've been wearing them all the time almost.
Oh, dude, you and Scott. Scott's got the... Mm-hmm. Oh, that picture of Scott with all of his neon stuff and his fanny pack on Main Street USA, he was like a 90s dad.
I didn't see that picture.
Oh, my God. I think it's on his Instagram, F. Scott.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. He's standing... Okay. He looks like 90s dad. I mean, it's so funny because he's got it all.
Well,
he has everything. The hat, the shirt, the Crocs with socks. I mean, he's got the whole thing going on.
Okay, here's the only thing I don't have are the socks.
I think he had on socks. I don't know if they were like Disney socks,
but I have the hat, the shirt, the shorts, the fanny pack.
Oh my God, you guys be twins.
The magic band.
He has that.
And the Crocs.
Yeah. I don't have any.
And I was going to do it and take a picture. But I haven't had a chance to do it all and get someone to come over and take the picture.
Yeah,
the
you need to make that.
Won't show the whole thing.
You need to make that happen somehow.
Yeah, maybe I'll bring it with me.
Although
I usually wear holiday shirts.
Oh no, you got to go one day all 90s. You're there for so long.
Yeah.
One day has to be 90s day. Yes.
All right, I'll bring it all down with me then.
You totally.
Yeah. And the other thing I'm looking forward to seeing is the castle with the ugly sweater.
Same.
Yeah, that's just such a clever twist.
Yes. You know,
and it's different.
So, you know, they're testing fireworks there tomorrow night, Monday night.
Really?
Yeah, after hours. But yeah, they're testing some fireworks. So at least they're thinking about it, right? At least they're thinking about something.
Now, have you heard anything yet for New Year's Eve?
Not a thing. Chirp, chirp.
Yeah. Epcot's closing at 8 o'clock.
I know. That has me curious. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, what am I going to do from 8 to midnight?
I know. I mean, I can't imagine they're just going to have everybody back in their hotel rooms. But who knows? It's 2020. Who knows?
I'm hoping they do something.
Me
That's
too.
All.
But I mean, it's got to be a hard ticket event in like, say, you know,
well,
5,000 tickets and
it.
That's it, you know, in Epcot.
Yeah.
Everybody, there's, you know, that's well undersold. Yeah. And everybody has a good time.
Yeah. I would buy it without a doubt.
Yeah.
But when it's announced, if it's announced, you got to jump on it.
Oh, yeah. Those
That's
will go quick.
That's not going to last.
No, because the thing is, I mean, you got to realize that if they do this, I'm not just talking Disney, but I mean, Floridians in general,
everywhere.
You're not going to have any options for anything to do for New Year's Eve this year. So any place that offers any kind of fun thing to do, it's going to be like, boom, you know, like my McDonald's down the street could have a New Year's Eve party, like where you get a Happy Meal and the orange soda, you know, the orange drink you got when you were six and did that place would be sold out, you know, because I just got to do something, you know, like a socially distance. You'll get a booth.
Right.
Like I'd be like, I'm in. I just don't want to sit at the house. I've been in the house since March. Yeah, totally.
Right. Yeah, no, I get it. It's like, I'm even hoping DBC does their New Year's Eve party.
That'd be cool. That'd be an option. Maybe one of the, like, yeah. They could even do like a ballroom at the Contemporary or something.
Well, that's where it's done.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, and they sell me, they don't sell, it's complimentary. But I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, this year they'll probably sell it.
Yeah. Yeah, right. But either way, I always go, and there's probably at the most 500 people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so great because first you have some little picking, and if they really wanted to, they serve you the food. You stand 6 feet apart to get it. Go to a table. And then at the end, they would do the fireworks.
Yeah.
And there's so much room outside the Contemporary there.
Yeah, we actually did. We did a podcast private event at the Contemporary with fireworks viewing for the show one time. Mm-hmm. And it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I love all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, they still don't know if it's happening.
Yep.
You know.
I would say we're going to have to know in the next, I would say by Thanksgiving. So we have about 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, SpaceX exactly. Just launched. Missed it. We just had the launch of the SpaceX rocket.
Oh, wow.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Mm-hmm. Fresh on Twitter. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Oh, and the thing you mentioned, you never saw it. Tower of Terror?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, my God. That is amazing.
It looks cool. Especially, I saw a picture today on Twitter of the Muppets, mm-hmm. but I didn't realize that was like the theme for the year because I love the Muppets. Oh, I can't.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm going to be down just for the weekend. And so I'll be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday in 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And Saturday, I'll be at Give Kids the World the entire day. So I'm just going to get a night Friday night and I'm going to get most of the day on Sunday. So I'll probably go. I can't decide whether to go to the studios or Magic Kingdom on Friday night. Because, you know, I want to see the dark stuff, the lights, you know, all the stuff that lights up at night. Yeah. Okay, I got to figure that out.
I would probably do Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
As long as you don't care about Rise of the Resistance. But
no, I've done it enough. I've been on a few times.
You're so lucky.
Yeah. Ricky didn't get on this weekend. She's not happy.
I know. It's infuriating.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I did it once. Back a year ago, and the funny thing is they allowed me to use my disability pass to get on, because at that time I had to get up at 5 a.m. So, and I told them, I said, I can't do it, it's just not possible to do it. And they said, no worries, when do you want to ride it? I said, tomorrow, is that okay? And I said, sure. And they allowed me to do it when I got there.
Nice.
Yeah. And now this time, it was spaghetti.
Well, I think they apparently they increased the capacity because they put in the plexiglass. And
yeah,
I am hearing more people are getting on. I know that because I'm getting a lot of folks saying, yes, I got it, yes, I got it. But I got two people today, Ricky and another guest, that did not get on. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh,
it's,
wow.
The thing is, it's still crap. Ricky's whole thing, and she'll talk about it tomorrow, I'm sure, as we record the shows.
I can't wait.
Is that she wants the option to stand in line, even if she's got to stand in line for 9 hours, she wants to have that option.
That option, right.
So she can guarantee she'll get on it. Now, she would say that it'd be my only ride for the whole day, but if I want to ride it that bad, I can do that. Right now, I don't have any. It's out of her hands, in a way, she says. She's frustrated that way.
Yeah. And for me, If they took the disability pass, you know, they would say, okay, come back in 9 hours. Well, fine, I'd be back in 9 hours.
Yep.
And that's another thing, you know.
I
understand it's new and it's the crave, you know, the craze of it all, but I think they need to figure out another way.
Yeah, I mean, they made it better by letting you do it outside of the park. That's better for a crowd control standpoint. That's way better.
Right.
But it's still like on a scale of 1 to 100, they're at about 60, in my opinion.
Yeah.
They're a little bit past you know, midway, but they're not close to the finish line yet. And I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, though, to be honest. So I can't really say much.
Yeah. But like, and I hate to say the word, Universal uses these virtual queues. Why can't Disney make theirs work too?
Yeah, I know. They'll figure it out, though. They have to, because they're getting slammed on this every day at guest relations. Oh, so they're going to figure it out. But I think right now the problem is there's a lot of fish to fry. So, you know, under normal circumstances, I bet they would have a better system, but I think they're just trying to survive at this point.
True. When do you think Space 220 is opening?
Dude, who knows? Who knows? That was the best. You remember in February, that was the worst of our worries. I was like, oh my gosh, when's it going to open? It's so scary. Yeah, okay. And then hold my beer.
No, actually, it looks like it's getting close.
Yeah, we heard that this time last year. No, well, I agree. Yeah, it should be close. It's a revenue generator, so I think, it'll be open sooner rather than later.
And there's lights outside now, you know, the path lights. So it looks like they're trying to get it done.
In Ratatouille, it looks like they could just open it up any day, but I think they'll hold off a little bit on that. But it looks like it's done to me.
That looks done,
Yep.
But maybe they need to open the restaurant there. At least get people to start easing into it.
I'm for that. Yeah, I'm for it. Mm-hmm. All right, well, hey, Alfred, I got to scoot because I got people trying to get in, but we'll talk again next Sunday night.
Sounds good.
All right, take care, brother. You stay safe Stay safe up in New York. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's get this next call in here. Hey, caller, thanks for calling in. What's going on?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Mike in Vero Beach. How you doing?
Good. How are things? Good.
You know, it's cool. Doing great. We just watched a SpaceX go up right outside of my house.
I'm so jealous. Michelle's just saying that she's in South Florida and she just got to see it. I'm like, I didn't even get to see it on TV because I forgot to put it on my iPhone. I was like, dope. We saw
for about 5 seconds and then the clouds hit it, but. No, pretty amazing. No, I'm just calling because we're just getting psyched. We're going to the Yacht Club for 3 nights, Saturday through Monday. So we're going to be there 4 days, 3 nights. So we're just totally excited and just getting it all together and getting ready for the whole Christmas thing going on there.
So now, when are you guys going here in the next couple of weeks or when?
We're going Saturday. Saturday night, Sunday night, and Monday night of this week.
Oh, you're so close. And Yacht Club. So I love Yacht Club.
We're driving over. It was between Yacht Club and Wilderness, and we just had to go with Yacht Club.
Yes. Well, unless you're staying at Boulder Ridge, because Wilderness is closed.
Exactly. Boulder Ridge. Exactly.
I was going to say, because you're not staying at Wilderness, the proper hotel right now. That's
right.
That's such a shame now that it's the holiday season. But the good news is, though, is you can stay at Boulder Ridge and you can still go see the tree and you can eat at Whispering Canyon. So it's just like, I have to explain that to everybody. I was like, well, I want to go to Wilderness Lodge. Well, you can. You just can't stay in the lodge itself.
Yeah. Well, we're excited. We may swing over and check out the tree at the lodge, but I think what we're most excited to do is, believe it or not, go by the Grand Floridian and check out all their decorations, you know, because it's one thing I've never done. So
really,
that's pretty excited about that.
Well, so you guys have a car though, right? Because you're driving up.
We drive, but we don't drive around. When we get there, we just park the car and we just take their transportation, you know, the buses or gondola, you know, whatever. So
you know, that's exactly what I used to do when I drove. When we drove from St. Louis, I got to the hotel and I never drove the car again because I was like, I'm on vacation. I want to go on buses and boats and monorails and all that. But I was gonna say, one of the coolest things to do if you like the resort reservations at the Grand or the decorations at the Grand Floridian is to go over to the Fort Wilderness because it blows me away how cool that is at Christmas. I love that over there. So if you got a few minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're excited. And of course, we're going to be, trying to get on Rise of the Resistance again. You know, that's like priority number one right there always, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're excited. So just wanted to call in and, you know, love your show. Listen to you for years. I've mowed many lawns listening to you. So
I appreciate that. So besides those decorations, though, because you're a Floridian, so like, you know, this is like your jam. You know, you hear about this in the news and all that stuff. What are your thoughts on where we stand today as far as, you know, how do you think Disney's doing with Walt Disney World? Because, of course, Disneyland, God, I don't even know when Disney, I was optimistic about a month ago that Disneyland would be opening in the next couple of weeks. Right now, I mean, if they said Disneyland isn't going to open again until next April or next June, I wouldn't even be shocked at this point. Who knows in California? But
yeah,
I mean, what are your general vibes as a Floridian as to how Walt Disney World is doing things?
I think they're doing a great job. I feel safe there. I'm actually in the service industry here in Florida. I work at a restaurant, so you know, I feel safe on the front. You know, dealing with people from all over the country, you know, at all times. So, you know, it's to me, it's nothing. You know, going to Disney, I feel safer there than I do even at the place that I work. So,
yeah.
See, so I feel really safe.
Here's what I'm you know, thinking about, because I'm exactly like you. Like, I felt totally safe. I took Mallory down in August. I'm coming again in 3 weeks to go down to Give Kids the World and do these things. And my dad was going to come with me, and he still might. But the thing is, like, I didn't even think about this. This is how my mind works, is that I'm 46. I'll be 47 later this month. My dad is 20 years older than me. Okay, so my dad is 67 right now. So, but I don't see my dad as like old or elderly or anything like that. But when on election day, now that I moved out right near where my dad lives, and so I walk up to the polls, like, and there's this huge line to vote. And my dad's in line, like, way in front of me, like 150 people in front of me. And that was the very first time it ever dawned on me in my mind that, like, oh my God, my dad's like an old guy and he's out here with all these people in the public. Like, is this safe? And then he went through, voted, he waited for me outside till I got done voting. And we hung out and talked out in the parking lot. And then I went up to him. I was like, you know what? I just thought about this for the very first time. Cause he was like, oh yeah, I want to go down. Cause he used to work for the Rams and do all the, you know, before Corona, he did all the football games. So he has no problem traveling, but you know, it kind of made me pause for a second because, you know, I totally feel like it's safe. But then again, my dad is 67, which I didn't even consider until that moment at the polls when he's out there with hundreds of strangers. And so I'm thinking, do I want my dad to come down to Walt Disney? I feel totally fine. Like, I run every day. I know I'm healthy. I mean, I know I can still get it and it can happen, right? It can happen to anybody. I'm not saying that, but I mean, do I want my dad to come? Yes. Cause he knows how to hook all this stuff up and it'd be a lot easier on me if he comes with me. But it's one of those things.
Yeah,
I didn't even think about that. You know, he's an older dude, you know, so I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. I feel so safe in the parks. They're doing a great job. I mean, I don't know. I think we've been about 9 times since they've reopened in July.
Wow.
You know, cause we're an hour and a half away. So I'm the Uber Disney fan.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we've been going since the '70s, and you know, that's the only place to go is a Disney, but not the Disneyland, you know? So I don't know. They're just doing a great job, and hopefully Disneyland can open, you know?
Yes.
I feel really bad for those guys out there.
I'm worried about the cruise line, though, because I was getting optimistic with cruise line too until this. I heard about that cruise that was down in the Caribbean that they did.
Yeah.
The one thing I noticed, though, because I was watching, I forget what it was called. It wasn't Disney Cruise Line. It's another cruise line that was doing a test cruise.
Right.
But they didn't have masks on, like in all the pictures that I saw on the ship. I mean, I would think the very first time, put on masks. You know, you can always take them off later.
I just don't see cruises happening until the vaccine comes out. You know, that's just how I see it. Unfortunately,
yeah. It's just one of those things, man. You just don't want to get stuck on a ship. You know, like that's.
Oh, imagine.
I love cruising, but I don't want to be stuck there.
Well, I mean, I guess
there.
It could be that. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Under those circumstances, definitely not.
It's one of those things. I mean, everybody's got to be comfortable, and Disney is doing a remarkable job given the circumstances. I mean, look at our country right now. It's a mess. I mean, this thing is going, I'm in the Midwest, right? And it's, we kind of dodged the bullet there in the spring, right? It was always the East Coast. It was New York. It was, you know, New Jersey.
Right.
It was all that, you know, and we're like, whew, we're good. You know, now it's kind of the opposite. Those folks know what's going on. We don't here, and it's a mess, but Disney's, they're doing the best they can. They increase capacity a bit, but I mean, they're going to try to push the envelope. They have to. They can't keep it there forever.
You know, being in Florida, we're in a bubble here. I just feel like the rest of the country is just. I don't want to say we're not taking it as serious as the rest of the country, but I just don't feel. I don't know. I know so many people coming from New York and Massachusetts, you know, working in a restaurant, and they're like, wow, you know, looking at people who don't wear masks, you know, just walking around, you know, in general. I just, you know, it's just different here in Florida. It's hard to explain.
Yeah. I mean, you know? Here, again, you're a Floridian, so you have a very different perspective of Florida than I do being from Missouri because,
right.
You know, my perception of Florida and for my daughter and probably for my wife and my older daughter, you know, Florida, if you think about Florida, what I think of is like playground. It's where I go and that's where I have a good time and I play and then I leave, right? It's where I go. It's like my baseball diamond was when I was a kid or the skating rink.
Absolutely.
You know, it's where I go it's where I go to meet my friends, have a good time and then come home. So it's a challenge.
Yeah, we're 85 degrees here today. You know, everyone's outside and you know, the beaches are packed up here. So it's just a different vibe here from the rest of the country. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, we got to keep you guys safe. Cause I know that I joke that it is a playground, but it's a very important part to the American experience, right? I mean,
oh, for sure.
Florida, you know, we always hear about I listen to all these other podcasts about, you know, crazy internet news and stuff like that. And it's always like, Florida man does this. And I mean, yeah, okay. You know, I mean, right. You guys have people that put like alligators into like the Wendy's drive through, you know, and eats the cashier.
I'm definitely a Florida man. You're talking to a Florida man right here. Definitely.
But I mean, you guys keep it real for the rest of the country, you know, you give us something to talk about.
Definitely.
All right. Well, hey,
for
Mike.
Sure. Yeah. We take pride in it.
I love
All
it.
All right, Mike.
Hey, you stay
awesome
safe and
you, man.
Enjoy Yacht Club and have a great trip, buddy.
Hey, bless you guys. Thank you.
All right. Give me a call when you get back. You have a great time. Happy holidays.
All right, bud.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, bro.
All right. Bye. All right. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Well, Lisa's got a great point. She says her in-laws are in their 70s. And they just got back from Disney and they felt very safe at the parks. Yeah. I'm just going to let my dad decide because I don't know. I didn't think about it. You know, like it's one of those things. Maybe you've ever done this in your life too, that I don't see my parents as old, but I'm getting old. So they have to be getting older. Right. I mean, if they're 20 years older than me and I'm 46, they're now 67 because their birthday was in October. I think it would be fine. I really do. I mean, we're going to be going to Give Kids the World, spending the day there. I know that's going to be absolutely safe. Masks, I mean, everywhere and social distancing. And I think we're going to be outside for the majority of the time, out covering the lights in the village. So I think he's fine there. Now, the thing is, here's the thing about my dad. He didn't even know we would be staying at Walt Disney World when I told him. He's like, what? We're going to Walt Disney World? I'm like, yeah, we're going to Walt Disney World. That's where the hotel is. We're staying at Caribbean Beach. It's one of the hotels at Walt Disney World. Really? I didn't know we were going to Walt Disney World. I mean, yes. I'm like, I'm going there. I do a Disney podcast. We're going to go into the theme parks. We're going to take pictures. We're going to shoot video. We're going to have a good, we're going to ride rides and eat food. And he was kind of shocked. So I don't know what my dad had, what his expectations were for this trip, but I think he would have a good time. I think he would. Now, my dad's a super picky eater. He goes to McDonald's and gets his hamburgers plain with just mustard. So I don't think he would like going to Le Chef's de France or anything like that. He'd be a cheap person to take to Walt Disney World because I wouldn't have to buy him fancy food. Just buy him, you know, a hamburger at Cosmic Rays, get it plain, we're done. You know, pretty simple. So there's that too. All right, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. Call in, let us know. What do you like during this holiday season that you've seen so far? Let me ask you this too. Would you buy, if they offered it, and I cannot imagine that they won't, after today on Twitter, would you buy Figment's ugly holiday sweater that he had on in the Imagination attraction today? It's kind of purple, of course, because, you know, Figment's purple. And it's got that retro Epcot Imagination logo on his chest. Do you want a Figment holiday sweater? Would you buy one? We'll see. Chris Kitamura, one of my great friends out in California, great guest here at the Magic for Less. He said, I felt safer in Disney World than at Target. but my parents want to go in January, and they keep going back and forth on feeling safe about it. I get it. Yeah. That's exactly where I am, Chris. Like, I want my dad to go, but I want him to be all in on it. I just don't want him to feel like, oh, I'm going because my kid wants me to go, right? I just want to, you know, again, you know, you can get it going to the gas station. You know, you could get it going to Taco Bell. No, we probably shouldn't say that because I'd be a dead man as much as I go to Taco Bell. But, I mean, literally, it can sneak up on you and get you at church. So I want him to go because I want my dad to have a good time. But it's something that I haven't thought about. You know, I didn't start thinking about it till election day, but we'll figure it out. Tanya, my good friend down in Tennessee, says she felt totally safe too. And Alfred says, yes, he's going to buy the sweater from Figment. If not, he's going to go into the attraction and be like, put him up, little purple dragon, you, and give me the sweater and nobody gets hurt. And then all of a sudden, Figment is back to wearing his birthday suit. We'll see. So it looks like SpaceX had a successful launch of the four astronauts tonight from Port Canaveral. A lot of our listeners in the live chat that are in Florida got to see the spacecraft pass overhead. I'm so absolutely jealous of that. Michelle down in South Florida saw it outside her her house. So cool. Oh my gosh. So great. Oh my gosh. Victoria is live in our chat. She says, just checking in before my exam. I love all the snacks coming out of Walt Disney World. Sending love from New Zealand. How cool is that? Victoria, good luck on your exam. And I agree, when I go down, I'm going to eat all the snacks in 3 weeks for you guys so that I can come back and tell you what's good and what's really good. Because you know it's all at least good, right? And of course, this week coming up on the podcast, Ricky, she went down this past weekend and I saw she had cupcakes. I think she got that frozen taco looking thing that's blue. She had lots of snacks, so we'll be talking about that this week so that if you're heading down this holiday season, you know what to get, what not to get, where to put your money. So that'll be fun. Alfred says he's laughing. That's a nervous laugh because I think he is going to hold up Figment. I'm not sure. All right, we have another call coming in. Let me reset Skype and give that another try. Let me do this real quick for some reason. Da-da-da-da-da. Michelle's asking, what is the deal with the Tower of Terror queue? And Wade said, you just skip the pre-show and walk through to the basement. Sounds good to me. All right, 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Chris is in the live chat, says, missing Walt Disney World up in Toronto. I hear that's got to be really tough being north of the border with the travel ban. I know. But hopefully we can get that open back up soon and you can get down to Walt Disney World because I know you got to miss that too. Yes, Rhonda Lee says, you are too nice, Mike, trying all those snacks for us. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here for you, right? I'm going to take care of you. I'm giving you an offer you can't refuse. A cupcake or a spiked hot chocolate. What would you like? Would you like a frozen taco? It's going to be good. And, oh yeah, Michelle's got the point in the live chat. Ricky probably has a bunch in her purse right now. I would almost guarantee, her back seat is full of snacks. I would almost guarantee that. All right, we have another caller. Hayes joining us.
Hey, this is Chris from California.
Hey, what's up, Chris, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, you're hitting the right chord for talking about Figment. I was seeing all the pictures. I don't think I would buy the sweater for myself, but I would definitely buy like a Figment stuffed animal with that sweater. That would be something I would get.
Or what if they offered that for pets? Like, I could totally see Riley in this sweater, right?
Oh.
She's kind of like Figment sized. That'd be cool for like little dogs. That'd be neat.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, I know some people that would get that.
Oh, totally. No, but I like what you said though in the yeah. live chat about, you know, I want to make the right call for my dad, right? I see him as invincible, mm-hmm. but then again, you know, it's like, my biggest thing is I don't want to ever pressure anybody into doing something that they're not comfortable doing. And I know how I am as a parent that, you know, like if I even thought like one of my girls wanted me to do something, I'm all in and I would never let them know. Right. Mm-hmm. And my dad knows how much the show means to me and he loves doing what he does. He'd love to be down there to do all his thing because that's his jam. But it's one of those things like I know he'll be safe, But I mean, again, you got to go through an airport twice. You got to go on an airplane twice, you know, and you got all that, all those variables. It just, I think it'd be fine, but it just, it snuck into the back of my brain the last couple of weeks.
Oh yeah. That's been something in my head. Being in California, we've had thankfully a few events like Knott's Berry Farm has had a bunch of food events. And the problem was my parents have gone with me to a couple of them, but the last one, we kind of had a bad experience. Like they said to say we're not handling things entirely well. Like there's a little too many crowds. We saw some people with the masks off, that kind of thing. And so that was starting to get them off that track from going out to Florida. And I was with them. Like I was kind of upset because it's just not okay. But at the same time, it's like I said, like, gosh, I get that at Target. Like, it's like, yeah. I don't even want my parents going to Target sometimes. So it's that hard call of like, well, they shouldn't be trapped inside, but yeah, what exactly is safe, you know, out in the world? It's hard.
No, yeah. I agree. And I mean, you know, the CDC the last couple of weeks came out with, and again, you know, I'm in travel, so I'm trying to, you know, keep up to date. You know, all of a sudden I feel like I got to be a doctor, right? Because I want to be able to have, you know, informed conversations with guests about what to expect, what to, you know, give yourself the best option to be prepared for these different times in travel. And the thing is, over the past couple of weeks, the CDC finally came out and said that a mask protects the wearer as much as the other person. And if they would have said that in March, because the thing is, you know, I used to teach science, right? I was a science teacher for 17 years in elementary school. So it wasn't real hard. You know, it's like, oh, it's electron, it's proton, it's neutron, nothing past that. But the thing is, like, it just makes sense, right? If you have some kind of a physical barrier over your nose and mouth, it's impossible that thing is not at least it's at least helping you because it's a physical barrier. You know, if somebody comes up and sneezes and I have on a mask, is it going to keep me 100% safe? No, but I mean, physically, you know, the whatever shooting out of that person's nose, some of it's going to get caught by the mask. I can't believe it took until 2 weeks ago for that to be said, you know, and it's like, come on now. Cause I think people would wear them more if they knew, okay, if I wear a mask, I'm safer. Not that we're not trying to help our neighbors. I think we are. I get that. But I think everybody, like, if you can be safe, you're going to do more to keep yourself out of that situation than even your neighbor probably.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, I almost feel bad at thinking like, oh, I totally do it for myself. Like,
well, no, but I mean, but it gives you more incentive, right? I mean, the thing is like, you know, I don't know. I just think, who knows? I mean, cause we've been wearing them for everybody else this whole time, but I mean, my gosh, it's like, it's, you know, if you keep yourself healthy, right, you're not going to infect anybody. That's also how I look at it. Like, if I can do everything I can to keep myself safe, I'm giving more, like I'm keeping myself, like I'm not a strain to the doctors and the nurses and the hospitals. And when I play my part, not only am I keeping myself safe and happy and all that stuff, I'm also helping my neighbor because if they get sick and I'm not at that hospital, they have more opportunity to get services they need. So if we could all do that, you know, things might turn around quickly. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, and that's what I felt. I give kind of the stink eye to people who don't have masks or are wearing them like below their nose and stuff. And they're probably like, why is that guy staring at me? But, you know, it's just good for all of us, I think, right now. So,
I mean, the thing is, like, here's the thing, too. Like, I know that my wife said this today. We were sitting on the couch and she was doing school work and I was doing travel work. And, she's like, oh my gosh, she got an ad for Old Navy and they have all these masks, right? I mean, and she's exactly right. She says this year, instead of socks, because we always put socks in the girls' stockings and I get socks and it's just, you know, we always get socks in our stockings. She's like, this year, nobody's getting socks. Everybody's going to get masks. And in a way, okay, that makes sense. But like, I'm not one. I know my buddy Scott, he has like 1,000 masks. He has like everyone Disney sold. He's a collector. But the thing for me is like, I don't want to collect masks because I want these things to not be necessary come April or May. So I'm not, I only have like 3 or 4 myself because I'm like so optimistic that this is not a long-term thing we'll be stuck in, but I don't know. You know, I want things to get back as quickly as possible, but I want us to all make it there successfully, you know, same thing. So who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm the same way. Like, I always go by Downtown Disney often enough and see all the masks there and keep thinking, like, oh, that's kind of a cool one. I like it. And then I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do with it in the long term. You know, like, why? Yeah, if I have 50 masks, it's not.
Yeah,
it's
Here's the thing. Yeah. I only have about five. I have like three Mizzou masks. And I have two that I bought when I went down with Mallory in August. And the thing is, I bought one says, and this was, they had blue ones and pink ones. And I got Mallory a pink one. I got the blue one. And it says, together again. And it's got Mickey Mouse on it. So to me, that's going to be like a souvenir of the times, because it was like, we're back together again. The parks are open again. And I got the tie-dye one because we stayed at Pop Century. Now those, I won't throw those away because, I mean, you know, as weird as it is, in 2030, I hope we look back and say, you know, I hope, like, you know, maybe Paige will have, you know, kids by then. Who knows? It's 10 years down the line. But, you know, maybe I'll be a granddad at some point. Now, my grandkids will be like, what's that, you know, grandpa on your computer? And I'll be like, well, you know, there was this one weird year where we had to all wear masks, and we did it, and we made it. But, I mean, it's one of those things, like, I don't want to remember it fondly, yeah, but I do want to remember it, as, you know, as crazy as it was.
You know, maybe the race metal people, you know, that, I forgot the company's name, but the one that's always at the expo, maybe they should do, you know, like, frame your mask, the mask for the year. And
That's true. Instead of, well, I mean, some people right now, instead of getting a metal rack, you could have a mask rack and just every trip, you know, hang one on the hook. You know, how crazy is that?
Well, like you say, we got to do something with them.
We do.
So.
Hey, you know those people the companies that make metal racks right now are like, you know what, dude, that is a great idea, because we are not selling metal racks this Christmas, because I always got one for Christmas because I had Dopey coming up the next month.
Yeah. And you guys are always on the trend, so they're probably listening. So, oh, I, you know, hope you're so. Going to get an email tomorrow where they're selling that. So
yes,
there you go.
Million ideas and, you know, $750 in my pocket. So that's how my life goes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Chris, hey, man, it's been so good talking to you. So I really do hope you guys stay safe out in California, because I know you're having a rough time. But I think of you guys often. I hope Disneyland can get back open soon.
Yeah, we're getting there. I think at least some of us are optimistic. It'll open at some point. I think that's what we keep saying. So
yeah, most important is we all make it there, right? We all get there safely, even if we got to take a little bit of time, and we'll just appreciate it more when it happens.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, Chris,
and always thank you. I always say it, but go ahead. You are an awesome travel agent. So if anybody's listening and has not taken advantage of your services, man, they got to do it.
I appreciate that. I love what I get to do, and it's because of friends like you. I sure appreciate it.
Welcome.
All right. Well, Chris, you stay safe out there, buddy. And don't be a stranger. Give us another call.
All right.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Well, that is going to do it. I love this stuff. You guys are too nice to me. This is so much fun. I get to come down here and we get to have a good time, get together as a family. Now, let me tell you about next Sunday night. Next Sunday night is the live show before Thanksgiving here in the United States. Sorry, Canadian friends. You had your Thanksgiving like 6 weeks ago. You already had your good stuff. We are going to talk about, and I know it's actually not that hard. We're going to talk about, what are we thankful for in 2020? We can get off the Disney topic. We'll, of course, do Disney news. We'll take the calls. If you want to talk Disney, that's why we're here. But I would love it if you could find something you're grateful for in 2020. I have lots to share next Sunday night, but I hope you'll be here with us too. We do have lots to be grateful for, and so I hope we can talk about that next Sunday night. So thanks for hanging with me here for the last hour. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check out other great free services over at themagicforless.com. Book your next trip over there, and it really does help support the show. As the holidays approach, please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's one extra click, and it really means a lot to us. Just bookmark it and use it as often as you can. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And a huge thank you to our patrons. You guys are carrying the show while travel is slow. And I cannot thank you enough for that. Paige, Mallory, and Pam as well. You are helping us get through these times, and I will not forget that. Thank you for being a patron. If you want some extra content in your week, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. All right, I'm going to duck out of here. I have a Mandalorian and the right stuff to watch. And then we got lots of podcasts to record Monday night, tomorrow night. It's going to be a lot of fun. So join us for that as well. So until we get back together again, everybody stay safe. Stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.